This is the Rick Howe Show on News 95.7. Now, here's Rick.
5:48, a public forum on prescription drug abuse over the weekend near Lunenburg. Heard, well, more sad tales of young people dying after combining alcohol with prescription drugs. Anti-drug crusader Amy Graves of the Annapolis Valley says it shows that such abuse is not limited to any one particular area, that it is widespread. The weekend forum, in fact, was so successful that Amy is now planning another for here in the Halifax area, and she joins us on the phone this afternoon to tell us more. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Again, out of your weekend session, more sad stories. The story of Brianne Ashley, for example, as told by her father, who was in attendance there. Again, that's just got to tug at your heartstring, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Mm. I mean, John Monroe's story was absolutely heart-wrenching. His daughter, Brianne Ashley, who actually died in HRM, he just traveled to the meeting from HRM because there wasn't one in his area, kind of thing. She died 4 days before her 21st birthday. It's just devastating.
And again, this is a combined prescription drugs and alcohol thing, wasn't it?
Exactly. And she wasn't a known, you know, user or abuser of these prescription drugs. From all accounts of the people who were with her that night, this was like kind of a...
Was it kind of like peer pressure?
Experimenting, I guess, is the word.
Peer pressure on her kind of thing? You know,
yeah,
her friends saying, come on, I'll try this, try this.
People that had done them before, according to what her father said. So, but she wasn't too experienced in them. And, I guess there was even a hospital. You could throw a rock at the hospital. It was so close.
Wow.
I think, too, a lot of young people just aren't educated. They're taught, you know, if your friends had a bad night of partying, put them to sleep, you know, let them sleep it off. And that's the worst thing you can do with a prescription drug overdose because... when you overdose on opiates, especially combined with alcohol, you usually die in your sleep.
Yeah, and this is, again, you mentioned she lives here in the Metro Halifax area. We, of course, heard about your brother and others in the Annapolis Valley, in the South Shore, Bridgewater area as well. And I'm sure this is going on in New Brunswick. This is can we call this an epidemic, do you think, Amy?
I just think it's the new wave of... drug abuse in the area. I know a few years ago it was more crack cocaine and alcohol, I guess, were the two big things. And now I think, too, it's so accessible and a lot of people see it as a safer alternative because it comes from a doctor or a pharmacy. It's more socially acceptable, I guess is the word.
Yeah, but many times at these pharma parties, as they call them, I mean, they're just emptying pills from a medicine cabinet into a bowl and, no labeling or anything like that, and inviting partygoers to just, you know, scoop up some and have them and drink some little booze. And, that's awfully risky.
Oh, most definitely. I was asked by the principal of West Hands Education Center to go there and speak to his students. He says there's been several overdoses due to prescription drugs just in his small school this year. And when I talked to the students, one of the girls put up her hand and she said, you know, I OD'd this year from taking pills. And I asked her what she took, and she had no idea. She said a friend offered them to her, said, it would feel like you're drunk, but, you know, your parents can't smell it, teachers can't smell it, so you won't get in trouble.
How old was this kid?
High school age, so yeah, probably 16, 17.
Yeah. And is this something that's affecting mostly that age group, or just, you know, young adults in general, I guess?
I think young adults in general. The Mental Health and Addictions Strategy report came out, and in the report it states, and I quote, the alarming prevalence of opiate use, particularly among young Nova Scotians, suggests that the appropriate infrastructure to support treatment programs should be available provincially.
And is it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it states, too, some of the following challenges specific to addiction services in Nova Scotia are chronic shortage of withdrawal management services, so detoxes.
Yep.
Shortage of intensive residential and inpatient rehab programs like 21-day programs, stuff like that. And the list goes on. Also, a lack of methadone treatment. I know here in Annapolis Valley, we received funding for methadone spaces, and we actually received a little extra funding for addiction services this year. But as you can see, this is not an Annapolis Valley issue. In Bridgewater, three young people have died in 5 months, ages 22, 19, and 18.
Wow, what a waste. Really?
I know. It's just so devastating. And those are the stories that the parents come out and tell the public. Can you imagine how many parents are just too distraught and in dealing with too much grief to come forward?
Is this gone beyond, again, I know you've had some concern about the over-prescribing of drugs by doctors and such, but, you know, how are these kids, how are these 17, 18-year-old kids getting their hands on this? Is it out of their parents' medicine cabinet, or where is it coming from?
I'm afraid it's not coming out of the parents' medicine cabinets. That's what a lot of the government, the drug companies want you to believe, okay? It's coming from legitimate dealers. Yes, some kids might bring pills to the party. And, yeah, that does happen the odd time. They steal them from their parents. But that is not where the majority of the issue is coming from. There are legitimate drug dealers that have constant supply of these pills, which are being diverted from legal prescriptions. Mark Mander is famous for quoting and saying that, even in the Gould Report.
Yeah, he's the chief of police in Kentville.
Yes, yeah. He says when he goes and does, you know, drug raids for prescription drugs, they're not coming from, you know, Joe Blow's grandma who has no idea what's going on. There's actually, it's well organized too sometimes, where certain dealers will buy up many different kinds of prescriptions. So they have, like, Dilaudid come in different milligrams, 2 milligram, 4 milligram, 12 milligram. So they will go and find a person who has each of these prescriptions, so to keep all their clients happy.
Wow. You know, you're talking about another public forum, I guess, here in the Halifax area. Have you got a date in mind yet for that?
Yes. John Monroe is, after having a great experience in Bridgewater, and I think he really helped a lot of parents feel like they're not alone. And it isn't just an Annapolis Valley problem. This is an HRM, so sure. So he wanted to host one where Brianne grew up, which is Bedford. So we're looking at probably the end of May, early June. I'm just waiting for him to be able. He's very busy with work and so on and so forth. So once he can secure a date, I will let everybody know.
All right, you let us know, and we'll get you on again to talk some more about this. Amy, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Amy Gray's from the Annapolis Valley, and she's made quite a name for herself. Amy has as a crusader against the abuse of prescription drugs. 5:50, coming up to 5:56 here on this Tuesday evening. We're going to take a break for a news update, of course, at the top of the hour, but let's check in again one more time with